Hi guys. Well, I haven't been on here in a while, but I want to talk about something that is like really crazy and to me, and it is about how you cannot force friendships and you can't force people to like you because people are always going to have something to say. But before we dive into this topic, I'm just really excited to be able to have a podcast and to be able to just like, I don't know, talk about things that are like very serious. And sometimes some people don't really think that they're that serious, like topics, but they are. They're like super important topics. And, you know, sometimes I'm not the best at putting my words into like good at it. But right now, I just really want to say that like when you get like when you start doing something, sometimes you really just like want to like just stop doing it. 'Cause then you feel like you're not like cut out for it, but I literally just need one reason why I should, right? And this one reason why I should do it is because I want to, and because also I believe God that told me to do it, and I kind of, it was just like, oh God, I don't know. But yeah, anyways, number one, the reason why, like, it's, so let's dive into the topic. Number one, the reason why you shouldn't really force yourself on people is because I guess some people just aren't up for that. Some people genuinely don't always want to be your friend, and you kind of have to think about it. Like, and this is like, it's sad, but sometimes you're really not that important in other people's lives as badly as you want to be. And yeah, it hurts and it genuinely sucks, but I'd rather have people treat me the way that they do now and me figure this out now than rather later on down the line than they do something really, really messed up to me and then I'm actually holding on to that forever. So like, what I'm saying is that I'm not saying don't go have like, don't have friends, but also don't try to force that friendship if those people have already showed you your true colors. As badly as you want them to be your friend, as badly as you want them to care, sometimes some people just don't care, and that's just the sad truth. And I figured that out when I had realized some stuff about how people like treat me, and I stopped being so sensitive about it, and I just decided to get over it, and I have those genuine friends. I have like maybe like two genuine like friends, and that's okay, and I'm okay with that, and I have to be okay with that, you know what I'm saying? Because eventually people are gonna come that care about me, but sometimes they're just people who think, you can tell, like they're genuinely fake in a conversation with you, or they ignore you, or maybe mid conversation they're not interested, and I just eventually stop talking, and then I'm just like, okay, yeah, whatever, it's fine. You know what I'm saying? And I'm not being sensitive, and this isn't to personally say anything bad about anybody, because it's fine. You know, it's fine. Some people are going to be who they are, and there's nothing else that you can do about it. But it's always good to make sure that you're doing what's best for you. And if you genuinely feel like trying to force friendships with people is making you feel like, making you feel so not bad about yourself, but making you feel like sad or whatever, feeling like you don't fit in, maybe it's time to let those people go. Which how do I put it? It's not sad. Well, it is, but it's more of like, do it right now while you can, okay? You got to pay attention to people who are genuine. Like, there's people that are genuine that will literally check up on you for no reason. There's people that would do what they can for you for absolutely, like, for literally just randomly checking up on you. Like, hey, bro, you okay? Like, do you need anything and stuff like that? Like, those are genuine people, but there's people that will go out of there. They will talk about you to somebody else and then come back and tell you what somebody else has said about you, but they were the ones that probably said it to them in the first place. And it is crazy because this has happened to me firsthand. There's people who have talked about me. And that's fine because like I realized that people literally mocked Jesus and made fun of Jesus and they literally crucified Jesus. But you know what? He is still our Lord and Savior, right? And which is really good, which is so good because I love Jesus. Like, literally. But sometimes I genuinely struggle with like reading in between the lines, like when people genuinely just don't want me around, which is fine. Like, it's fine because there's other things that I could be doing than trying to waste my time trying to get to know somebody that literally has zero interest in trying to get to know me. But you have to understand that not everybody is out to get you neither. So don't look too deep into it. Now, don't go searching for problems, because eventually you search for problems, the more sad you're going to get. And the more you search for problems, the more bigger they're going to get. And I had to stop doing that myself. I had to stop searching for problems because it's like the more that I literally search for these problems, the more bigger and more more intensified they became. So I literally stopped worshiping the problem and I started worshiping God. You know what I'm saying? I started thanking God for little things. Like, literally, God, I'm thankful that I have eyes. I'm thankful I have ears. I'm thankful I have a mouth. I'm thankful I have teeth. I'm thankful I have a tongue. Because there's some people that literally don't have these things. You know what I'm saying? But I genuinely had to understand that it is okay if I do not have a big friend group. It is okay if I don't have people to hang out with on the weekend. It is okay if maybe sometimes I am sad. You know what I'm saying? It's okay. Like, I'm not always going to feel... like, I'm not always going to be important in somebody's lives, but I know the people around me and I know how much I impact their lives and I know how much they impact mine. You know, it can't be one-sided. Now, I'm saying, please do not go looking for problems and starting arguments with people. That is not good. But I'm saying it's just to be careful, because sometimes I'm literally speaking from experience. Like, firsthand, I have genuinely witnessed people, like, ghost me, like, as people being my friend, like, I've witnessed people ghost me, I've witnessed people get distant, and sometimes people are just dealing with their own things, and that is okay, but then it gets to a point to where they start being mean, or something like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is not to diss anybody, because everybody is not like this, but just be careful sometimes, because forcing yourself onto people, it's just like, how important am I in this person's life? And sometimes I have to ask that. Like, I don't know. You know what I'm saying? Maybe they can just be an acquaintance. Like, maybe I don't need to hang out with them. And it's okay. Like, it's fine. Because sometimes I genuinely do just want a friendship. But people always try to find something wrong with you. And maybe it's just the them thing. You know? And I had to realize that people are going through their own things. But also, if they never really talk about it with anybody else, or, you know what, pray. How about that? If they never pray about it, then literally in the Bible, it says, it's in 1 Peter, it says, pray about everything and overthink about nothing. And I live by that verse. So I stopped overthinking and I started praying. And the more I started praying, the more I realized that, okay, maybe this person's not meant to be in my life. And I have to be okay with that. I can't constantly go looking for problems, like, neither. You know what I'm saying? And that's fine. It's genuinely fine. And I, you know, that's fine. These podcast episodes haven't been that long because these are kind of like topics that I haven't really like thought about, like dive deeping into, like deep. Okay. That I really haven't thought about deep diving into, but it's just so important for you to understand that not everybody is like your friend. Because sometimes some of those people already have a friend group, and that's just the sad truth. But your friend group will come, or those people who actually care about you will come, and it's going to be okay. It really will, because I'm 19. You know, I'm 19. I'm actually about to be 20 in like 2 weeks. But I've finally realized that it is okay to not have a big friend group, but also make sure that I'm reaching out to people too, because sometimes some people really do need to be checked up on. Because also, don't take everything personal. I have to learn to stop taking things personal too. But also, don't try to force that friendship, because when it's genuine, you will be able to tell that it's genuine. And that's really all I have to say. And this was on my heart to talk about. I don't know why, it just was. I think it was because I was on TikTok and I was seeing stuff about people feeling this way. But just know that it's okay. It really is. It's okay. And it will be okay. Okay. Bye. Everybody have a good day. And don't, like I said, please don't go out looking for problems and starting arguments, because it's not going to get you anywhere. But please have a good day. And just make sure that you stay positive 100%. And please pray, because God loves you. Jesus loves you. If you don't believe in Jesus Christ and that he died for us and stuff like that, I'm not going to say that's fine, but genuinely I literally started with one prayer, and I started going to church after that, and I started serving in the church, and it was the best decision I've ever made for my life, because I see things clearly now, and I finally realized that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. So I am a Christian, and no, I am not perfect, so please know I have smoked weed, I've drank, I've went to bar. I used to be an alcoholic. I am sober now, but I'm just, yeah, but just please. Okay. Bye. Have a good day. Be beautiful. Do whatever you do that makes you happy, and always be 100% yourself and be 1% better than you were yesterday. Okay. Bye.